For me, there appears to be a fine line between attention to breath and controlling breath. Is it like with quantum physics, just being aware changes the phenomena? And it's actually absolutely, in the sense that as we're attentive to the breath, as we pay attention to the breath, then it already, in the same way, if we're really aware of a thought or a feeling, an emotion, then it already sets in motion a change, so that and it takes a say a degree of skill, and again, that's that sense of skillfulness that we need to be attentive to, because sometimes we pay attention in certain ways that we have a very fixed idea of what we want out of it, and of course we set ourselves up that way. It's also true that, you know, we pay attention to the breath with an idea that we would like to become peaceful, but it needs to. It requires a certain letting go, or a certain willingness to not have the doer getting involved and trying to make things be how one is conceiving of it. So that sense of doing turns into a busyness, turns into tightness, turns into disappointment, or turns into gratification that gets what one wants, but then one realizes, well, actually what one wanted doesn't actually sort of fit in with how one would really want, if one could really get it. So, you know, it's sort of the, you know, we tie ourselves in knots that way. So that you know, really being able to one needs to direct attention, one needs to be able to be attentive to what is useful at this time. Is it useful to bring up a pleasing object? Is it useful to put forth a certain determination and sort of digging one's heels in and saying, okay, I've got to hold the line here? Or recognizing that, well, I've really got to let go and just let it get into spaciousness. So that there's that attention. And the breath is the anchor that one can use to be sustaining and cultivating that awareness and mindfulness, so that there's a but once you get into controlling the breath or trying to control too much what one's getting out of it, you're going to feel tension, tightness, frustration. So there is a fine line, and that comes through experience, and of course the you know, suffering's a great teacher. So.